Hello and welcome. This is the Sufi Heart and Soul Activation Meditation, where we'll be entering into the four layers of the heart, which correspond to the four dimensions. You'll be experiencing your soul, opening the third eye of your heart. And this is a master key needed for ascension into the higher dimensions. So I invite you to experience the master key for realizing your highest soul purpose. Living from the soul and your deeper heart is the master key for opening your soul purpose that is written in your soul before you were even born and encoded in your very fingerprints. Living from your heart and soul is the fastest route for ascending into the higher dimensions. As Rumi put it, when you do things from your soul, you feel a river moving in you, a joy. When action comes from another section, the feeling disappears. In this guided Sufi heart meditation, we will travel through the four layers of your energetic heart center, as your heart is the seat of your soul. We will travel from the outermost physical layer in the dense world into the inner, more subtle dimensions, until we reach the place of unity where you are one with the divine inside your heart. You'll experience and taste the vastness of the many worlds and dimensions that are contained within your own being. You'll open your sacred heart where your higher wisdom, soul purpose, joy, and full potential exists. This activation is based on the mystic Sufi principles of surrendering to the divine source inside you and reaching oneness within the unified field of love and light that is inside your deep heart and soul. So please join me as we travel through the innermost depths of your energetic heart to experience the vastness of the many worlds and dimensions contained in the sacred temple of your heart. You'll be invited to taste, see, know, feel, experience your sacred divine essence and your divine connection to Source. So, let's prepare to receive and travel. And I invite you to find a comfortable chair, couch, bed, beautiful furniture that can support you. And if at all possible, in the Sufi way, if we can, it's always helpful to sit with your spine straight as we bring heaven to earth and the lights of the heavens to travel inside us, bringing heaven to earth. And we're not traveling out to the heavens. We're bringing heaven to earth into our own body as divine vehicles, divine sovereign beings, divine representatives of God on this earth. So I invite you to find that furniture, to find a comfortable seat, to allow the furniture to hold you up, feeling it against your back, your arms, your legs. It's like, preparing to receive, allow, letting your body be comfortable. And when you're ready, we invite you to take a couple of deep breaths. Breathing in from the nose, through the nose. And breathing out through the mouth, letting go of any and all tension. Letting go of the day that already happened, the night that's yet to happen, anything that we have on our plate. We're just going to let it go for these next 10, 15 minutes. Knowing that it'll be there from your intentions, turning from the outside world, we're going to be turning to the inside world. Relaxing and being fully 100% in your body, grounded, opening the soles of your feet, planting them on the floor, uncross your legs if possible. And imagine a grounding cord or a vine coming out from wherever you do it. Some people do it from the soles of their feet, but wherever, from wherever you're doing it, making a grounding cord right into the center of the earth, connecting to the living, breathing Mother Earth and the gravity, remembering the gravity, the law of gravity that holds us, supports us physically, spiritually, allowing your heart to beat in resonance with the beat of Mother Earth, connecting your grounding cord into the center of the earth, into the big ball of white light or crystals, sending love to Mother Earth, allowing Mother Earth to send you love back to you, up through the earth, through the layers of the earth, through the bottom of your feet, wrapping that light around your ankles, filling your ankles, your legs, filling your knees, your thighs, coming up through your belly, up through your abdomen, up through your spine, flowing that light right into the center of your chest, opening your crown to the heavens, calling on Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, divine mercy, compassion, a white river flowing, sparkly white river of light coming down through the heavens, through your crown, through your third eye, through your throat, through your neck, and now flowing into your beautiful chalice, cup of your heart. And in this way, we're joining the above and the below, the heavens and the earth, and the beautiful fulcrum of your chalice of your heart. Beautiful, there's already a lot of light coming in. Sitting, relaxing. And if you're not familiar with your sacred heart, it's helpful sometimes to put your hand on your upper chest, about 2 inches below your thymus. And as you're breathing normally now, allow your breath to sort of massage the center of your chest inside, bowing your third eye. Imagine it connecting to the eye of your heart in the center of your chest, feeling also your belly. And in the Sufi way, we always connect our third eye with the eye of the heart. And just experiment with it, maybe not right now, but those with the third eye, to see what it's like between just looking through your third eye by itself and see how the light changes when you connect it to the heart. But for right now, we're going to be traveling through the four dimensions, the outer, and deeper and deeper and deeper into the inner. We'd be starting from the dense world of the outer, traveling into the more subtle worlds and dimensions inside us. So the first world is the outermost layer of the heart. It's called the self. It's also called the personal ego or nafs. It includes the physical body. It's like when you put your hand on your heart and your physical chest, it's like that's it. It's your outer self. It corresponds to the manifest world of creation. And it's as if your eye of your heart or your energetic heart center is actually facing out towards the world. It's like looking for the love outside, looking for, you know, what's outside. It's like we're looking from our five senses, our outer eye, our inner ears, our outer nose, our outer tasting. It's like we're connected to the creation, to the dense world. First dimension. Many people exist primarily only from this outer layer of their heart. They experiencing themselves through the world, through the lens of their five senses, and they don't pay so much attention to the more subtle, unseen levels of existence that we'll be traveling into. This outer level is defined by our needs, our desires, our wants, our sensory perceptions and our egoic identity. So most of us are aware of this, and there's always more. So imagine now that your heart energy center is turning now to the inside of you. It's turning away from the outer. And we're now traveling deeper into the second layer called the heart or the Malakut. It's about 3 inches inside your chest, under your hand. And we're beginning to see the unseen. And what's contained in this layer is more of our deeper heart. It's the layer where love comes alive, a desire for a relationship. We fall in love. Not a soul love, but just a love. Our heart opens. We want to serve more. We want to give more. We feel generous. And in this world, we now open up to different astral layers of things in the second dimension. There's a higher and lower of this world. And so sometimes this opens up to discarnate souls, it opens up to entities, can open up to jinn or dark beings, and it also opens us up to experiencing angels in the higher astral beings. And we experience higher emotions of falling in love, compassion, kindness. We want to be good. We want to be good human beings in this world. And this more. So just take a minute to feel the second layer in your heart. You know, remember when you fell in love, or when you listened to a good piece of music, or when you had a happy heart. And now there's more. We want to travel. I'm going to use the word Allahu, who, and let us take us now. Let this sound of the who, which is a soul name, let it take you back inside even more deeply. And back towards your spine. Who, 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 who. Traveling into a deeper layer, the third layer of the soul, also called Jabarut in the Sufi way. This is where we begin to open our soul. Is actually back towards the spine, behind the spine, in the back of the heart center, heart chakra. It's actually like a doorway that opens into the soul. For those that see, for those that don't see, just feel. Let this sound of the who, 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 take you into an inner world of light, spaciousness, more beauty. Begin to explore this world of the soul. When you live in this soul, in your soul, you know you why you were here and why God placed you on earth. You open up to the music of your soul, the spaciousness and beauty. You begin to know your holiness, your sacredness, your purpose. So just who, let this who, will take some time, because this is the world will be traveling in this soul purpose acceleration program, helping to know the vastness of your own soul. Who, 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 who. This can be deeply fulfilling. And this is where we open to all the divine 99 names of the qualities and sacred names and codes of the divine, like the Salam that we practiced, the Shafi, the healer, Wadud, the love, Rahman, the compassionate. So just begin to taste the beauty of your own soul. accessing your soul and your more divine qualities, your divine sovereignty, joy, and the qualities that you carry uniquely. Each of us has our own particular recipe of divine qualities or attributes. Who, 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 who. Begin to open to your divine unfoldment of your soul. Who, who, who. You can ask to be shown or feel or imagine. What's the color of your soul? What's the feeling of your soul? Or you can ask, it's like, if my soul was a flower, what flower would it be? What color would it be? What's the fragrance of my soul? So let's take some time to enjoy this place as I chant and transmit. Who, 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 Yafata, opening your soul, Yafata, 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 opening, opening, opening. Bismillah, Rahman, Rahim, Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen, Ar-Rahman, Rahim, Maliki, Omitin, Iyaka, Nabudu, Iyaka, Nasta'in, Hidina, Sirat, Al-Mustaqim, Sirat, Al-Adina, Namta, Alayhim, Ayul, Makdubi, Alayhim, Al-Adali. Hu, hu, hu. Fata, 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 fata. So breathing, letting your breath massage the center of your chest, just staying in that heart, in the spaciousness, in the beauty. This is your soul. Every soul is a different flavor and color. And this is the place where our soul purpose is activated. And when we live from this deeper place more often, like Ruby says, you feel a river moving in you, a joy, an expansion. Things and the universe conspires to support you in this third dimension, in this third layer, which is awesome, and there is more. Taking a deep breath. And we're now going to be entering into the fourth dimension, even more deeply into the fourth layer, which the Sufis call the secret, the hidden. And this is a very sacred and holy place. This layer is similar to the unified field in physics. It's beyond the soul, beyond the divine names and qualities, leaving our personal identity behind, bowing our soul or facing our soul now completely to our divine spark inside us, the divine place where we, you and the divine are one. It's very subtle, delicate, sacred, and very quiet. Very, very quiet. It's indefinable and almost unspeakable, yet it is so real. So I'll be chanting the divine name Haq, which is the divine truth of your being. and opening you to the fourth dimension, the seven heavens, inside your own being. I invite you to bow, surrender even more deeply, and just let this name, Hak, take you into the place, into this place called the secret. Hak, 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 Hak. And just ask your own divine higher self, God, spirit, all that is, to meet you in this place, Yahok, Hok, Hok, Hok. Let the river take you down into the ocean. Just letting go, letting go, letting go, letting the Hok, 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 Hok. If you feel any fear, it's okay. Just trust, just. You can say the Hak along with me, or just let this transmission take you. Hak, Hak, Hak. Behind the emotions, it's behind the feelings, it's behind the soul, it's deeper, higher. Hak, 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 Hak. I ask your divine guides, angels, spirits, those holy beings that support you to help you in this process. Call on all the holy divine prophets and cosmic beings, ascended masters, Jesus, Muhammad, Abraham, Moses, and any holy beings in the higher way. Hak, 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 to help you to know the truth of your divinity. Your own true essence. Hak, 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 Hak. Just resting, allowing. Hak, 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 Hak. Beautiful. It's opening. Trust whatever you get. It's all perfect in the moment. Come back to this recording anytime. Hak. Just be where you are. Hak. 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 The light of the truth illuminates exactly what you need. Hak. Not anything not in alignment with the truth is just revealed or let go. You don't have to earn it or deserve it. This is your birthright. Hak, 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 Hak. Yavata, 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 Yavata. Oh, Mother, Father, Spirit, God, give them a taste. I ask you, please, to give them a taste of the truth of their creation as you made them to be. Help them experience and know, when they know themselves, they know you, that you are one and the same. Yahak. Help them know their divine nature. Hak, 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 and some of you like the soul better. If you'd like the soul layer better, the more spacious and beauty, and just stay there. Enjoy it. Just be okay with wherever you are. Hak, 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 The light of the hawk is a white light. So if you're seeing that, you're in the hawk. If you're in the higher heavens, you might see almost like a night sky. That's the sky of Layla, the deep love. So depending on, you know, where you are, just trust it. Hawk, 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 hawk. Beautiful. Hawk, 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 hawk. Okay, everybody's there now. Hawk, 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 hawk. So I'm just going to be quiet. Enjoy the quietness of this place that feels real, even though it's indefinable. It feels empty, but it feels full at the same time. This is the be still and know that I am God. I am that I am. I'm still with you. I just want you to enjoy the quietness. Hawk. Just allow yourself to dissolve into the ocean. Ocean of the love. Hawk, 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 hawk. Beautiful, beautiful. So I invite you to just sit in the quietness. And you can have a conversation with your divine self, with God's spirit, all that is, your divine light. Ask for what you need, what you want. Or just be in the quietness. Hawk. Being in the love, the light. The oneness. Hawk, 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 hawk. You become the love. When you have the love, what more could you want? The secret is in the love. So thank you for this honor, and I invite you to sit quietly and come back to this recording whenever you want. Assalamu alaikum.